Welcome to Viz City. I'm Terry Way. Sandy Brown Jensen will be back next time. This week we're going to talk about people painting on walls. And not graffiti, no. People have been painting on walls for over 30,000 years, whether they're cave walls or church walls. And today I'm happy to have an instructor from Lane Community College who is doing not one mural in the area, but two. I want to welcome Tom Madison. Welcome to Viz City, Tom.
It's great to be here, Terry. Thanks.
Okay, murals. Big, huge. I mean, I know a lot of painters, they'll prime a 2x4 foot canvas and then get absolutely terrified of starting, and you're talking about hundreds of feet, of square feet. How did you get started painting murals?
Well, it's funny because I tell my students, we're doing one of the murals as a class at Lane, that I never set out to do murals. This wasn't a goal for me. It was just a case where I had a company called Museum Design that designed stuff for museums and aquariums and things like that in exhibit work. And I was the natural guy to ask at one point, hey, we have this large wall and then we need, you know, sort of marine stuff on it. And I just didn't say no.
And wasn't here.
That was in Saudi Arabia, actually.
Okay. Okay, well, I was going to bring that one up, and I have some specs on that one off the internet. It said that mural in Saudi Arabia was 10,000 feet. Is that about right?
10,000 square feet on the outside, and then it was another 2,000 on the inside. So, yeah, it was about 12,000 square feet in total.
That's a big one. Did you do that in one time, or you did that in installments?
I did two trips on that. It was about 3 months of planning. First, the outside was 3 months, and then the interior was about 6 weeks.
Okay. So the projects, by their very nature, are very public. And I've been watching you paint the one. It's actually on the south end of the Ferry Street Bridge. It's on a big wall there. And tell me a little bit about how you got going on that one.
Well, that one was, it's kind of fun for me, actually, because the marine stuff, you know, it's blue world, I call it. Everything's kind of in shades and shifts of blue, and there's plenty to do there. Sfizio, who the restaurant that I'm doing this for, just fortunately called up Lane Community College, said, do you know anyone who does murals kind of thing? And they said, oh boy, do we know a guy who does murals.
Yeah.
What I like about it, what I was going to say, is that it's very, very polychromatic, which for me gives me an opportunity just to have a very explosive palette, as you've noticed, and like the full spectrum. And it's also really intense on linear perspective. So it's a lot of fun for me to just have this sort of world, above water world that I'm able to work on for a while.
Right. Well, and I think I drove by it several times, and it was one of those things that sort of blends in until you realize, hey, that's a street out of Italy. Is it a real place, or is it a kind of a composition of places?
Yeah, it's a composite of places. Just did a ton of research, and the Sfizio guys, they're all, you know, Italian, and they signed off on it. It's no real street in Italy, but it's based on a lot of real information, including aerial shots. I wanted to make sure it was feasible that such a street would have the St. Peter's Basilica in the background, and they all said, yeah, it pops up all over the place when you're in.
Yeah, I drove by it several times till I noticed that Eugene doesn't have a basilica, and then it was like, what the devil's going on? Okay, and then another one that is very public, but it is on the Lane Community College campus. And that one is building number 5, which I believe is the gymnasium. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
That's right.
And what side of that building? That's on the...
On the east side.
On the east side.
Primarily.
Kind of looking out over the green area there.
So it's called Bristow Square, and it's the green.
It's going to be very visible. Mm-hmm. And now that is kind of a class project. There are some students. Tell me a little bit more how that one's going together.
That one came along actually on my impetus. I had saw that wall. It's kind of a triptych. It's got a kind of a central wall and then two what I call columns on either side, which as I'd been teaching there, I always thought, okay, that would be a really, really great mural to do. But it had these three big, I assume, cherry trees that had bright pink blossoms on them once a year. And they're right in the middle of it. And I wasn't about to go say, hey, why don't you cut those trees down so I can paint that wall?
Right.
But one day I just showed up to Lane and they were cut all the way. I'm as low as you could go. Apparently there was a problem with them, a disease or age or something, and they just were gone. And it was like, the angels sang.
Yeah.
coincidentally at that time, and this is just a strange coincidence, I was on the Art on Campus committee. Mm-hmm. So I simply walked into my own committee meeting and said, hey guys,
The trees are gone.
You know, this would be a great place for a mural. And they just said, thinking it might meet some resistance or whatever, everybody was all the way to the president was, that's a great idea.
Very good.
That's a great idea.
So how many students are helping you paint this one?
I have 13, one who acts as a kind of assistant who has a ton of experience, who met me at the Spezio mm-hmm. mural, and he was a Lane student just getting some more art classes in. So
okay.
That's Raleigh. He's hi, Raleigh.
Yeah. Okay, I'm talking with Tom Madison, an instructor at Lane Community College, working on two big mural projects, one Building 5 on campus.
And if I could just add that a lot of people contributed. Tommy's Paint Pot of Eugene donated all of the paint and primer for this project. Mary Spildy opened the coffers of her president's fund, and the facilities folks have all just, everybody's just like poured into this project, everything. And I think it's important to note that this is a very community-based project. I'm really excited about
it. It's going to be a landmark piece. And the other one, the Sofizio project on the south end of Ferry Street Bridge. This has been Viz City. I'm Terry Way.